Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching on Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane, good morning.
Yeah, how are you, Keith?
I am very well, thank you. Well, it's afternoon now. A little bit slower this week on the waters.
Well, it's Blovember. so we can't help that. And yeah, not enough good days in the week to get out there with the wind. But look, there's people fishing in close to shore in certain areas. It just all depends on which way the wind's going. You might have to go to a different side of the coast. And also shore-based fish as well. There's still plenty of fish to be caught.
Because it was nice and calm yesterday afternoon into the evening, wasn't it? Perfect conditions.
Yeah, you had a little break in the weather there. So if you're lucky enough to get out just in that little 1 hour window, I think you would have done all right.
Coffin Bay, what's happening with the salmon trout and the tommies at the moment?
Okay, so inside the bays there's plenty of salmon trout, tommies, snook, a few more legal whiting and garfish as well. Whether you're fishing in the boat or off the land, you can catch all those fish there. Gummy sharks as well, they're all through the bays there. But you're going to have to put up a lot of eagle rays if you want to catch one. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of them. Out at Farm Beach, there's plenty of whiting out there. Garfish, real big garfish from what I've been told. Tommies, salmon trout. There's a few squid out there and also gummy sharks as well. But once again, with the wind, you might have to stay a bit close into shore there. So, but there are people that aren't launching, well, are launching from Farm Beach, but not going out too far.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing pretty good, riding close to shore. So there's plenty of options.
So there are options there. What about the nanny guy?
Offshore from Point Sir Isaac's. Hasn't been a lot of reports from offshore. There's just been a few guys waiting on the, getting a break in the weather and fishing in close to Point Sir Isaac's. And they've done all right on some nanny guy there, big ones too. So if we get a couple of days where it's going to be nice and calm, well worth heading out offshore because I reckon you're going
to
do well.
And if you want to head out to maybe Gallipoli or Frenchman's, anything out there?
Yeah, so off the shore, Gallipoli and Frenchman's, there's garfish, some really good garfish and also some whiting. Some days the gar are biting really well and others they're not. And mm-hmm. it's definitely worth having a decent burly trail going for those garfish, some tuna oil and a bit of Brandon Pollard and you're definitely in with a chance of getting a good feed.
There's enough there for the feed. What about the salmon?
It's been pretty good. The best salmon reports we've had have been over from Coffin Bay area. So Gunya, Greenlee and Convention Beach, they've been the best, well, the best beaches in the whole peninsula from the last week. There's salmon anywhere between 1 to 4 kilos from those beaches. Those beaches haven't been as affected as bad because you've got the northerly winds and the easterly, which have been working in your favour if you're a salmon fisherman. And, yeah, those areas have been pretty good.
Fantastic. And what about Lincoln down by the jetty?
Okay, so off the Curtain Point jetty in particular, that's been pretty good for squid. The town jetty, there's the odd whiting, a few snook and a few garfish just starting to be caught, and the same can be said about the main wharf as well. So there's a bit of a mixture if you want to go off the jetties.
And if you're looking to go a bit further out in the boats?
Whiting are right throughout the whole system in the bays now, so there's whiting right throughout. There's been some good fish being caught over at Boston Island, also around the Sandhills, the proper, in round Porter Bay and Sporting Cove as well. And there's also garfish, squid and snook being caught. A few blue crabs as well. They're just starting to come in now. And there's only low numbers of them being caught. I probably wouldn't worry too much. But if you really want to go and get some crabs or you can't hang out, you put in a bit of time and you should get some. Thistle Island's pretty good. Good for whiting and also some snook and garfish, a few squid as well. Offshore, haven't had any reports from offshore at all. It's just the weather. And then in the national park, there's some really big schools of salmon down along that Sleaford coast there, but they're out of casting range most of the time. But if you're down there when they're there, when mm-hmm. they're in close, it's good fishing. They are there. Even just fishing the gutters where there's no schools visible, you can still pick up a salmon or two, whether you just want to walk the gutters, casting lures, you'll pick them up, and also bait fishing as well. Just set up a pilly bait, and you should be in with some luck.
Anything else biting around the bay at the moment?
In the park, there's a whole heap of other areas there. Now, it all depends on the wind. You can find a nice area out of the wind, it will get the wind behind your back. set up a burley trail. There's plenty of garfish. There's tommies. There's squid, snook, and whiting. They're all there to be caught off those rock areas. And there's been a few people that have been doing that, and they've done all right. They've caught some, you know, good bags of fish.
Getting amongst that at the moment, particularly with the wind, as you say, not being all that great. What about up at Tumby?
Tumby, that's been affected by the wind as well, but there's some good fishing up there. So off the jetty, there's some decent numbers of squid, garfish, tommies and snook. All the boat fishing news I've heard pretty much all this week has been in close, and people launching from Second Creek and fishing out from Second Creek and all the way down to Bolingbrook, and they've done really well on garfish and some big snook and also a few squid as well. So the squid are been a bit funny, but they are there. The group, there's whiting out there. You just need some decent weather to get there, and you should be pretty good.
And heading up around Port Neal and Arno Bay, sorry, I should ask, the garfish and trevally are biting in Tumby at the moment as well?
Yeah, out at the group, you got garfish, trevally, snook and squid out there as well.
All right, now we'll head up to Port Neal and Arno Bay. Are the beaches producing at the moment?
They're just starting to produce some yellowfin whiting now, so had a number of people from up that way. Lure fishing for the yellowfin whiting, that's just taken off. Each year it just gets more and more popular. So there's a few people up there using the little lures. Mm-hmm. It's fairly addictive. You know, once you catch the yellowfin whiting on the lures, they're quite aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a lot better than catching them on baits. So you don't catch as many as what you would on a bait, mm-hmm. but it is a lot more exciting. The Bass Day Sugar Pens and the Jackson EB Panics, they're the lure of choice so far for the yellowfin guys. But if you want to get baits, get them on baits, you can get up there and you can do pretty good. Mm-hmm. The jetties, they're fishing pretty good for garfish and squid mostly, but there's also snook and tommies up there as well. And a lot of the rock areas, especially sort of south of Port Neal, they're going to hold the same sort of fish there as well, so you can do pretty good off the rocks. And the boat guys are doing well for whiting, squid, snook and tommies when you can get out.
That's the important thing, when you can get out. And you were talking about the squid, and I'm looking at rather interesting little squid jag at the moment, rather colourful, and it's delivering some results.
Yeah, so these are the Yozuri squid jags. Yozuri have been around for years and years and years. Very good name, very good jags. There's not too many people that would not know the Yozuri name. And they've had a big upgrade on all their squid jags. So a lot of the old models are gone, but those old models have been upgraded. So one of the very popular colours is the red and white one, and also the HS colour, which is a bright green, yellow and orange one, and that's a very, very popular one. So they've all been upgraded. They've got new barbs on them. They've got new tie points to them. Some of them used to have little swivels on the end which you would tie your line to. They've all got new little tie-down points on them. And the colours, there's a massive new colour range out as well, and new ones. So the one I've brought in today, that's the new glow one. This one glows like anything, and they're trying to compete more with some of the other brands, and they've done a pretty good job with these ones. They are good. The glow one here as well, there's about I think there's about eight different colors. I've probably got about six different ones in the shop. They've got a rattle, they really rattle, so some people really like those rattles.
There you go.
Yep, so they've got their, quite noisy. And, yeah, they are a good quality squid jag. So they're very good quality. They work.
And if you want to get your hands on these or any of the other great deals at Tackle World, where can people find you?
We're at 1618 Hallett Place, right across from Centenary Footy Oval.
Shane, thanks for coming in.
All right, Keith, thanks.